Halloween Haunt, your source for ghoulish history, traditions, haunted poems, and stories. And here he is, your favorite creep, the Halloween Haunter.
This is our second look at witches. I'm a big fan of witches. I find them bewitching. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of reliable historical information on real witches. Today's witches mostly practice Wicca, which some believe to be an extension of ancient witchcraft, while others see it as having begun in the 1920s and really taking off in the mid-1950s. Like the ancient witches, they have their own beliefs, rituals, and traditions. They do not, however, worship the devil or anyone like him. They have their own idea about God or goddess or gods and goddesses. As you may be able to tell, there's more to it than I have time to relate here. Go to halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com if you would like more information. Now, to get back to the old days, the real old days. Witches have been part of culture all over the world. The creepy witches from fairy tales, with pointy hats and the warts. Like the one who wanted to bake Hansel and Gretel. Those are my favorites. Witches were often attached to vampires, who were the children of witches in some stories, and werewolves, which could have been cursed by witches. While there were often good women who had magical powers in stories, they weren't usually referred to as witches until The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was published in 1900, with a good witch and a couple of bad witches. Witches were almost always bad in horror movies like Rosemary's Baby. Comic books of the 1950s and 1960s started playing with the idea of good witches some more, with characters like Wendy the Good Little Witch and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Also in the 1960s, the television show Bewitched introduced another blonde witch, Samantha Stevens. Well, it's like the same girl just grew up and changed names a couple of times. Hollywood witches these days seem to be babes, like the witches of Eastwick, the ladies from the television show Charmed, and Willow and Tara from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The most famous witch currently is Hermione Granger from the Harry Potter series of books and films, who is definitely prettified for the silver screen. She is part of a society of witches and wizards, some of whom are good, some of whom are evil, just like real life. Tell us about the witches in your life at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.